Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
While we're praying, while we are waiting on you,
We are trusting in your word, knowing that you're able to deliver, oh Lord. You're able to save. You're able to heal today. We need a healing today. Send on your healing virtue. Touch while we are praying, while we are waiting, Lord. Move in a mighty way and grant our petitions according to thy will. You know what we have need of, and you know our prayer before we call. Lord, we ask that you come to our rescue and that you make the way for us. Open up the door, oh Lord. Help us to seek to please you and to do your will. We pray that you look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you will touch and bless. Save today, oh Lord. Heal and deliver. We know thou art a healer. We know thou art a deliverer. We pray that you will bless us today, oh Lord. While we are on this broadcast, we pray that you will send your word. Let your word reach a soul. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to seek your face. Turn from their way and call upon your name. For there is power in the name of Jesus. We are trusting in you today and taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to bless us and keep us. Continue to hold us in the hollow of your hand. Help us today, oh Lord. Look on all those who have a special prayer request. We pray that you touch, you will heal. Look on all of the names that's listed on all of the prayer lists. We pray that you will touch them and grant their petitions according to thy will. We pray that you move in a mighty way. Prove yourself. Work, oh Lord, work things out for us. Prove yourself the more. Help us to take you at your word in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy toward us.
Thank you, Lord.
You for your continued compassion. We thank you today, Lord, for
thank
how you continue to spare our lives. We thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I pray that you continue to touch, oh Lord,
look
on all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones. I pray for mercy today. Pray that you will give the families a mind to want to be saved, a mind to want to come to you and change their way of living. We know you can do it today. Touch their hearts. Touch their minds, oh Lord. Help them to seek your face. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We pray that you continue to bless. Have your way. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name to praise. The glory and the honor belong unto you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer, anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen show. Praise the Lord. And we just want to give God the glory and bless his name tonight. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, we welcome you to the show and invite you to enjoy the Lord during this broadcast hour. And I just give you a little background. I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, which is located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. And at this time, I just want to give an invitation to anyone who's listening, who has maybe a testimony or a song you would like to sing. We invite you to join us live on the broadcast right now. And you can reach us by calling our guest call-in line, which is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946 408 pounds. And we're just looking to have a great time in the Lord. You know, this is a time where we can give God the glory and the praise for blessing us to see another week. He's brought us down through the course of the week. And maybe you want to share your testimony. Maybe the Lord did something special for you this week and you just want to share it. You're welcome to call in and share your testimony, or perhaps the Lord laid something on your heart to say, some encouraging words or something else. Whatever it is, do what the Lord has given you to do. Don't draw back, because opportunities come, but we have to take advantage of the opportunity. Praise the Lord. And maybe you have a praise that you want to give, and you are welcome to come on this broadcast live and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the whole world know how grateful you are for what the Lord has done for you. Praise the Lord. And I just want to get some announcements out of the way, but let you know that on tonight, we are expecting to have scripture reading, as we've been doing periodically throughout the year, trying to read through the Bible within a year. And those of you who are following along, go ahead and get your Bible so you can read along and hear the reading of the Word of God a little later on in this broadcast. But we're going to give a few little announcements, and then we're going to have the scripture reading by Evangelist Dr. Khadija Hameen. Praise the Lord. So just to let you know, the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen by dialing in on 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service Title I School. And if you would like to correspond with us, you can send it to prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And this is corresponding via email. Again, that's prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you'd like to send us postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And if you'd like to send us a prayer request, you can send us a text. You can email it to us, or you can mail it to us. To send a prayer request by text, 410-209-7503. And we ask that you will continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list. I won't go through all the names, but let us pray earnestly for the bereaved families, those who have been bereaved of their loved ones. We ask that you continue to keep them in your prayers, and for those who are sick, shut in, and those who have petitions before the Lord, let us continue to lift them up in our prayers. And we're going to get ready shortly to have our scripture reading. But I just want to say my soul was blessed on last night. We have the Power Prayer conference service on last night. And Evangelist Maybell, who prayed the opening prayer, she preached under the anointing, and the word of God was powerful. And she was encouraging us to fight the good fight of faith. And I've been reflecting on that word. My soul was truly blessed through the word of God. So when we hear God's word, the Lord, he will send a blessing. And our souls can be blessed just by listening to what thus saith the Lord. And so God's word is very powerful. And I invite you to get your Bible and read along with us as we get ready now to have the scripture reading tonight. You know, you don't have to stop praising God. You don't have to be still or quiet. You can give God the glory. Just by hearing the word of God, God can quicken your soul. God can touch your heart. He can touch your mind. And I have experienced hearing the word of God being touched and the tears rolling down my eyes. Because God's word just comes alive, and it's his word, it is alive. And when you hear it, it will quicken you. It will bless you. So get ready to hear the reading of the word of God as we turn this portion of the broadcast into the hands of evangelist Dr. Khadijah Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Maybell. God bless everyone on the broadcast tonight. Thank God for another opportunity to read the word of the Lord. And we are 195 days into the year 2023. And if you have been following along, my process for determining where we should be is based on my own Bible, but you can do this with your Bible. However many pages are in your Bible, take that number and divide it by 365, and I got two, which means I should be reading two pages a day of my Bible in order to finish the Bible by the end of the year. So I 195 times two, it takes me to 390, which brings us to Proverbs. The last time we did this, which was Sunday, we were in Psalms, so we're moving right along. So Proverbs, the sixth chapter, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. We'll start at Proverbs 6 and 1. And it reads, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure of thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathers her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman is a man, for by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go into hot coals, upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever touches her, shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Proverbs the 7th chapter. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live in my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight and the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love unto the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Proverbs chapter. Doth not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth on the top of high places, by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me. And those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteous. My fruit is better than gold, yea. I'm sorry, I apologize. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, their instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. For he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All that hate me love death. Proverbs 9. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beast. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She cries upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a high seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuses reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that sin him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be moved, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. Proverbs 11, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the way of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his ways, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholding more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Proverbs 12, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as a rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the rot of the righteous, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth sheweth forth righteousness, but a false witness is deep. There is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truthfully, truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good work maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduces them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. And the way of righteousness is life, and in the path thereof there is no death. And I'll read the 13th chapter, and I'll stop there. Proverbs 13. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathers by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of his word. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back over to the hands of evangelist Sheila Hami. God bless you, evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. And there is just so much in these passages of scripture that were read And it's amazing the depth of wisdom and knowledge by Solomon, who wrote these Proverbs. And it's just something to just hear all of these different things concerning wisdom, concerning foolishness, concerning all the wickedness and righteousness. It's amazing, and it's a record for us to follow. It's a guide for us to help us in our natural life, in our spiritual life, in whatever area of life that we need guidance or direction or help. It's all in the Word of God. And I truly enjoyed the scriptures that were read, and I thank God for this opportunity. And so now we're going to just give you an invitation to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Those of you who don't know Jesus and you want to accept him as your personal Savior, this opportunity is given to you. And anyone who has a prayer request, we are also going to pray for you. And whatever you desire of the Lord, just believe God that he will grant it unto you. Praise the Lord. You are hearing these scriptures. There was correction in there. There was encouragement. There was everything we need read in these scriptures tonight. So let us turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord. And those of you who are desiring to be saved, repent, be sorry for committing sins against God, and ask the Lord to forgive your sins and to take away your sins. And just believe God. Open your heart and allow him to come into your heart. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word. Oh, God, we thank you for an opportunity to come before you, Lord. And we humble ourselves and we ask for forgiveness. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful and look down upon us, oh, God. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and lay your hand on us. We need a touch from you tonight. Oh, Lord God, let sins be forgiven and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we call on you tonight. Please, my God, stop by here for just a little while, Lord God. And we ask yes, that you will search our hearts, Lord. And anything that's not right, please have mercy, Lord, and forgive us. Take it away from us, oh God. Purify our hearts, Lord. Clean yes, us Lord. Up from the inside out. Lord, sanctify us. In the name of Jesus, we want to do your will, my God. We want to live according to your commandments, but we need you to help us tonight. We need you, Lord God, to give us guidance. We need direction, Lord. We need you, oh God, to strengthen us where we're weak and to build us up where we're torn down, Lord. Take us by the hand and walk by our side both day and night. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and bring our minds in, Lord Jesus. Give us a closer walk with you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we ask you to bless us in the ministry that you've assigned unto us, Lord, and help us to be effective in the ministry. Oh, Lord God, let it be blessed and prosperous. Oh, Lord God, and most of all, let it bring glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look down on those, Lord, who have come before you, Lord, with a special prayer request or petition, Lord. And we ask that you will honor that request and grant it unto them, Lord. Let it be done according to your will, oh, my God, and as each has need.
both spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. We're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. We come to you tonight, Lord Jesus, on behalf of those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, blessed Savior, there are many prayer lists all around the world with names of individuals desiring something from you, Lord, coming to you with their needs, Lord, bringing all their problems to you, oh God, and laying them down before you. Some needing a healing tonight. Some need deliverance, oh God. Some need to be saved, Lord Jesus. You know what the need is tonight, oh God. We ask these. Let it be done, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord, in a mighty way. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Rebuke the sicknesses and diseases. Oh, Lord God, rebuke the viruses in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, rebuke the cancer and all manner of sicknesses and diseases in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, raise up the sick from the sick bed. If they've committed any sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and restore their health unto them and cause them to go forth and do your will. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight and have your way. Let your will be done. We ask you, oh God, to look on Evangelist May tonight. Lord, touch her right now. Lay your hand upon her, oh God. Heal her body, Lord Jesus. Help her in her ministry. Oh, Lord God, bless in a mighty way, my God. Move right now, Lord Jesus. You know the prayer request she has before you. You know the petition that she has come to you with, Lord, and we ask that you will grant it to her right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we're taking you at your word. We pray, Lord, for the backslider tonight, asking you to have mercy and, Lord, forgive their sins, restore their souls, oh God, reclaim them. Help them, Lord, to make it back before it's too late. Oh, God, go to the prisons. Make your holy visitation, Lord. Save souls, oh, God. Deliver them. Lord, let them know that you're the true and living God. Make yourself known to them, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you'll remember us in a mighty way. And those who are listening tonight, let a special blessing come upon them, Lord, and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And we believe, Lord God, that we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. We believe, oh, God, and we give you the glory. We bless your name, and we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we praise you right now. Oh, my Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you for coming to see about us, Lord. We thank you for stopping by. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you for the saving of souls, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now for giving us a second chance, oh God, and many chances. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. Oh, Lord God, we ask you to ever have your way and to be with us throughout the course of this evening, oh Lord, and the remainder of this week.
keeping us with our minds stayed on you, Lord. And we ask you, O God, to accept our prayer. All of these sweet things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you believe God, let's give the Lord a praise right now. Let's thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we believe you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I can say the truth in my soul. Been touched. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for his word. I thank God for prayer and for his touch in the prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just thank the Lord once again for all that he's done and his precious word. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks coming through Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadijah, she desire, and any other clergy who have the desire to give remarks. If you want to dial in and have remarks, you certainly can do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And once again, I want to give out the guest call-in line so you can call in if you would like, and then we'll let the evangelist have remarks. And that guest call-in line is 978-990-5270, access code 7946408#. Praise the Lord. It's time we're going to have remarks. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for the reading of the powerful word of God. I tell you, I got so much out of the word of God, and my heart was enlightened through the reading of the word. And it talked to us about foolishness, being foolish, being wise, also about the wicked, the righteous. Oh, so much was found in this word on tonight, and I thank God for it. I thank God for the anointed prayer coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen. I tell you, I was touched as she was praying. I tell you, God is real, and he knows just how to deliver, and he knows what we're going through. So I thank God for this broadcast on today. I encourage you to continue to listen in to this broadcast that you may be blessed and that you may get the deliverance that you need. Praise God. I encourage you, man, as I mean, continue to let the Lord have his way and keep on praying, because I tell you, prayer is needed in these last and evil days. We can't get too much prayer. It's so we just have to keep on praying. And yeah. I thank God for Evangelist Khadijah for the reading of the word. It was beautiful. And I encourage you to continue to read the word of God to us, and that our souls might be enlightened in the word of God. God bless you on tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord, God, for the reading of the word, also for that prayer coming to Evangelist Hameen, even the prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell earlier. Thank God, yeah, that the wisdom and how in the Bible wisdom begin to speak and say, you know, you're foolish, turn in hither, learn of it, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's something that we all need. We can't make it without it. We'll be fools. Very enlightening word of God. Like anytime I read Proverbs, that's how I feel like I should be learning something. It's Solomon that, as the writer, called himself the preacher of his wife, and it just feels like it's being taught. Something is being taught, and we should learn from it. And if we hear that instruction, we will be wise. But if we don't, we'll be fools. And I don't want to be a fool. Lord knows I don't. Thank God for just this opportunity just to read the Bible. I've been wanting to do it for quite some time. And I thank God for the opportunity and for the space to do that. So thank God for both of you, Vanessa and Bill, and for following the leading of the Lord. I want to say that to everyone. Be encouraged. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Any other clergy on the line? Well, if not, we truly thank God for the word of God and for prayer. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through the evangelist. And I just want to encourage everyone, just take the word of God in. And if you're reading along, you know, continue along this way, reading as you can. And you don't have to go any special pace. You know, it's not a race or anything. If you don't finish in a year, just keep on going until you can reach that goal. Just don't stop, but continue. Just keep on. And I just want to say that, you know, every little chance you get, you know, get in that word and just read it. And listening to these scriptures coming through here tonight, those scriptures really, they give you so much to think about. They really make you do some soul searching, you know, because we need to have this wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we can learn so much from the word of God. So I encourage you, keep listening to the word of God. And if you're reading, keep reading the word of God. And once again, we thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. And we are expected to be back on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And Lord's will, we will be at the Forest Park Senior Center, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, here in Baltimore, Maryland, for the 3:30 broadcast. We'll be broadcasting the service live. So if you are in the neighborhood, we invite you to join us. Come out and worship the Lord with us. Amen. Come on out and be blessed. You are certainly welcome. Praise the Lord. And we ask that you will continue in prayer for all of those on the prayer list. Let's lift them up before the Lord. And also we ask you to continue praying for us. And we want you to know that we love you and we are praying for you. And we thank God for you and for your support and also for your prayers. Praise the Lord. And Evangelist May, would you please give your information, because we've been having oldies but goodies, and the word of God from way back years ago coming forth, preaching under the anointing. And we are able to feel the anointing when we're listening, as if we were back there all those decades ago. Hallelujah. So you can be blessed. Just tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Evangelist May is going to provide the information so that you can tune in. If you have some time on your hand, you're not in church or busy, you will be blessed. Let me tell you, you will be blessed. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would come back and provide that information. God bless.
Yes, praise the Lord. The name of the broadcast is the Gospel Truth Broadcast, and The number is 945-218-0218. The access code 5847681 pound. And we have oldies but goodies in the gospel. And that's on Tuesday night. And on Sunday night, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., and also Sunday night at 7 p.m. We go as the Lord leads, as he leads us to have oldies for goodies on Sunday night also. We do what the Lord leads us to do. So you can tune in and get a blessing, as the evangelist said, how that the word of God be going forth under the anointing, so much so that as the word is being preached, we could feel the anointing.
Yes.
Even so, many years ago, as she stated, tune in. Feel free to tune in, 945-218-0218. Access code 5847681 pound. And that's on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. And then we're back on Sunday night at 7 p.m. God bless you.
Amen. So you don't want to miss. Tune in and be blessed. Praise be to God. And also, I believe that we have our district meeting coming up in about 2 weeks, Lord's will. That will be at our headquarters church, I believe, on behalf of Faith Temple Church of God in Glassboro. I believe it's probably going to be held at the headquarters church on the behalf. And so we'll give you more information as we receive it. But let us pray one for another, and we're looking forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.